This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I don't know how happy I am about this. I live in Nevada. And I love Nevada. It's one of my favorite states because it, you know, allows me to live there. You know, any state that doesn't kick me out is obviously a good state. We don't have state income tax. I was able to have a wonderful practice, some great, great patients. My kids go to school here, great schools in Nevada, phenomenal schools, phenomenal hospitals, phenomenal doctors, phenomenal people. Very, very cool. But apparently, other people think Nevada's cool. Especially politicians. And they think Nevada is so cool that our state should house the first nuclear waste repository. Now, of course, politicians have been fighting this going, no, thank you, not here. Nope, go bye-bye. Mm-mm, not here. Well, apparently the House today has approved, okay, to revive the nuclear waste dump at Nevada's Yucca Mountain. And now we are going to move forward having a nuclear waste dump in my neck of the woods. Now, it's very difficult for me to complain about this because I don't really want it in your neck of the woods either. Now, there are nuclear plants all over the United States. They're all over. Whether some of them have closed, like Onofre, if I'm pronouncing that right, in San Diego. Those are the ones where the buildings look like boobies. You know, every time you drive down Pacific Coast Highway, you see. Yeah, that was a nuclear plant. I don't know if the material's still there or not. People are saying it's still there. I don't know. I don't really follow that much. But what our dump would be the Mecca, the terminus, if I could use a Walking Dead analogy, the terminus of where people's nuclear waste goes. I personally don't like that. Now, this has been going on for decades. They say more than 80,000 metric tons of spent fuel from commercial nuclear power plants sit idle in 121 communities across 39 states. Let's bring it all to Nevada. I don't know whose bright-eyed idea that would be. They say the bill would direct the Energy Department to continue a licensing process for Yucca Mountain while moving forward with a separate plan for a temporary storage site in New Mexico or Texas. The House approved the bill, 340-72. Now it goes to the Senate. Now, Nevada two senators have vowed to block it. I don't blame them. Good for them. I believe we're talking about Dean Heller. And I'm not sure. I apologize. No, because, can you believe this? Sorry. I'm breaking. No. I apologize. I'm having some issues here. Oh. Lord have mercy. Okay. We'll keep you guys posted. Sorry about that. I just had a crash. So, we're going to, after the break, look at what health risks do you have living near a dump? And living near nuclear waste, which many of us do. I mean, if you look at there's like maps where they map out the country of where nuclear waste is. I'm looking right now, if I can pull it up on my phone here, strangesounds.org. All right, look, this is what happens when I have to use an iPhone. It has a nuclear waste storage map. And they say the map shows current plants storing nuclear waste in the United States. And they're all over. You see them in California. You see a bunch in Washington, Oregon, New York, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota look kind of safe. But there's a couple in Minnesota. You see Iowa. You see a few in Missouri. You see Arkansas, Louisiana. So this isn't that foreign a concept. It's just, do we want a terminus or a focus of that in my neck of the woods? I don't. I don't want that anywhere. Now, you guys probably know more about nuclear waste than I do. All right? Maybe you guys know more about what they need to do. If there's a way they could cause it to increase its half-life, disintegrate quicker, store it in smaller facilities. Nuclear waste, to me, is what I remember learning in, you know, high school chemistry. Mass is mass. So you could play around with the mass. You could change the mass from a liquid to a gas to a solid or whatever, but mass is mass. And so my guess is, as we continually rely on these fuels, we're going to have more and more waste, just like your poop and your pee. So we'll kind of look more into that. We got a lot of other news we need to talk about. All right. So I apologize. We're having some issues here. The top 20 features that will sell your house. Now, for those of us in Nevada, we may have sometimes sold our house because of this nuclear dump of it loose forward. But for those of you thinking about moving and trying to, you know, make some upgrades to your house, we're going to talk about that. Apparently, a lot of people are complaining that our Zika screening was a waste of money. That if we screen people's individual blood for Zika, it ends up costing over $5 million for every positive result. Is it too pricey for us to continue doing? Personally, I don't want to give anybody blood that has Zika in it, especially if they could, you know, unfortunately, give birth to a child that has microcephaly and neurological deficits. But, unfortunately, after that last Zika outbreak, we're all pretty scared. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some bias training, I guess, or bias intervention they're doing at some colleges. There was a story that came out where a Yale student who was African-American was, I guess, asleep in a dorm area. And another student didn't recognize her as a student being there, so she called the authorities thinking somebody was loitering. And when the authorities came, they're like, no, she's a student here. So there's a huge uproar, of course, because it was a white student calling the authorities on a black student. African-American student. But universities are starting to change their policies on what to do if you feel like you're biased. We'll talk about that as well. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, Are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we know, America's college campuses are going through a huge change. The one thing this society is seeing faster than anything we've seen previously when things progress is a change in how we speak, a change in how we approach each other, whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's the becoming more PC, whether it's avoiding, you know, jokes or comments that have to do with somebody's sexuality. We have, in lightning speed over the last few years, tried to perfect decades of wrongdoings. However, in that process, we've got a lot of, we've caught a lot of other people in the crossfire. And so there's been a lot of concerns, and we've talked about this on the show, of how to have a diverse and politically correct and safe and free of bias atmosphere on a campus or in a workplace, right? I mean, managers are beside themselves trying to figure out how to make sure they are in 1,000% compliance with all these new, even though they're not laws, but new protocols that have to take place. However, the more we become quote-unquote PC or bias-free or progressive, the more we may hurt, the more we may actually regress in terms of our progress. Now, a nonprofit group has filed a lawsuit against the University of Michigan alleging that its disciplinary codes prohibiting harassment and bullying capture staggering amounts of protected speech and expression. Speech First is a Washington, D.C.-based group claiming to combat restrictions on free speech and other civil rights at colleges and universities. They filed its lawsuit Tuesday, May 8th, in the U.S. District Court's Eastern District against University of Michigan. The lawsuit alleges more than 150 reports of alleged expressions of bias through posters, flyers, social media, whiteboards, verbal comments, and classroom behavior have been investigated by the university's bias response team. Speaking of which, one of you had written me a few months ago, I wish I had that email, asking about whiteboards versus blackboards. We used to call in class the blackboard chalk and blackboard. And because it used to be black, then they turned green, right? And now we have whiteboards. And one of you asked me if they got rid of the term blackboards because of racial bias. But then are whiteboards considered bias? I mean, this is where conversations are going. And what kills me is, oh my gosh, we got bigger fish to fry. We have such bigger fish to fry. And here we are spending time and money and lawsuits and just falling all over each other trying to figure out whether a blackboard or a whiteboard in a classroom is racist. What are we doing here, people? And then the more you do that, the more you foster resentment towards whites or people of other ethnicities. And we're just talking about what the teacher writes on. So nowadays, blackboards have been taken over by whiteboards. You have dry erase markers. You have, they're called whiteboards. And there's debate on if that needs to be changed. And again, I, you know, where do you finally find a term where no one is going to be insulted? And then you have people that they want to be seen as a woman or a man or as Asian or African American. You know, I've talked about this before on the show. It's very interesting where some shows will have a character. Star, for example, is going through this, although I didn't see the last episode, where an African-American boy was adopted by white parents. And the African-American boy wants to connect with the roots. They, you know, he wants to, you know, connect and get the same sort of upbringing and music exposure and cultural exposure that other African-American boys did. And so if we have a world where there's no gender, there's no race, there's no culture, are we progressing or regressing? The Boy Scouts of America, we talked about, you know, how they're not going to be called Boy Scouts, okay? The Mormon Church is now going to disassociate themselves with them by the year 2019. or by 2020, I should say, December 31st, 2019 is going to be the last day. And so girls can join the Boy Scouts. It's going to be called Scouts of America, which on one end is very cool because I could not stand Girl Scouts. I couldn't stand. I wanted to do what the boys were doing. I didn't want to do a lot of the home ec type stuff. I wanted to be with the boys. And so when I grew up in the 80s, I didn't really, really like brownies and Girl Scouts. I wanted, you know, to camp and do what the boys were doing. And so I wasn't allowed to go. So as a young girl who would have wanted to do that, very, very cool. But one of the biggest complaints, one of the biggest groups complaining about that change, it's not the boys, it's the actual Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts aren't really the biggest fan of that move. Because they are the Girl Scouts. That's what sets them apart. You know, some of us have women, as women like to be set apart. Some of us like to play the women card. I do. I have no problem admitting that. I love playing girl. I don't do it all the time. But I do it when it suits me. I'm not accusing all women of doing this, but I do that all the time. Oh, I can't lift this chair. Can you do it because you're a man? Do it all the time. Ladies first. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies first. If a ship is sinking, and I have a baby with me, and somebody says, look, I will let you live because you're a woman, even though I'd like to right now say, no, I'd say, look, you know, just, you know, triage, take whoever, most likely, if I'm scared to death, I might want to jump on that boat going, yeah, I'm a woman. All right, so some of us women like the whole woman thing, the whole women card. We like it. All right, and I like, you know, sometimes being different than somebody next to me. I don't know if I want to be the same. I don't know if I want us in a world where we're all wearing the same outfits, where we're all, you know, called X74GB1, and then we have a different digit or different digits after an A. I mean, I think I like individuality. I love culture. I love race. I love learning about other people's lands and religions and ways they celebrate holidays. I really dig that. I love that. You cannot ask somebody of ethnicity where a good restaurant is of that same ethnicity. That's considered bias. If I have somebody who is Vietnamese and I go, where is some real good Vietnamese food? That is considered bias now. And when do we start to toughen up a little bit? If somebody goes, Dahlia, where's the best deli? I'm not going to be insulted. I'm actually going to be kind of proud because I have an identity. We all are going to want identities. We all want identities. Now, we don't want to be identified as somebody who's going to be discriminated against. You know? Smokers don't like that identity of being a smoker. They got to pay more, you know, pay higher prices. Well, they kind of pay more taxes than we do because their cigarettes are taxed up the yin-yang. So, you know, we may not want that as an identity. Nobody wants to be considered a slut. We don't want that as an identity. But being Italian, being African-American, being Irish, being Jewish, being Mormon, being Muslim, you know, these are identities. And the more we try to, you know, make race an issue with so many things that happen. Mind you, someone's racist, that's, yes, make it an issue. But when we turn issues into something that isn't, then we're forcing society to try to blend us so much that we're going to lose who we are. So this group claims free speech is being attacked on college campuses by implementing free speech zones, allowing us to have, quote, safe spaces. But they want to defend speech of all kinds, according to their website. We'll talk more about that another day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me.
All right, guys.
I tell you, you're just
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So, the housing market is a booming. And I think a lot of people realized that when money was made in the 2000s, okay, it was either a startup business that you were able to build and then sell, or it was your home that jumped in value, and again, you were able to sell when the market was high. And right now, we are seeing some trends that mimic the Bush years. Now, as we know, it kind of ended with some huge busts. Okay, which I believe kind of started from the Bill Clinton administration, right? But we won't go into that, okay, because this isn't an economy show. But many of you are looking for homes, and apparently there's a lot of news out there, like, you know, features that'll help sell your home, what can help purchase your home. So I thought I would quickly review this because it's something that I think is on a lot of people's minds. Many of you have lived in a home for years, and you're starting to scratch your head and go, you know, wait a second, if I could downsize and the housing market is up and I could actually get some money in my pocket, buy a smaller home or a condo, completely, you know, pay it off, I could be in a better position for when the market crashes again. And the market will crash. Markets always crash. They always do. We'll have another recession or another depression. We know that's going to happen. So while the going is good, is exactly when you need to figure out if you need to make some plans or adjustments. The last, everybody else does this when it comes to their health. When you're sick, that's not the time to start working on your health. You work on your health when the time is good. When you go to the gym, when you can, you know, cook some vegetables and cook some fish, and, you know, when you are in a position to do something, that's when you need to do it, not when the going gets tough. You know, my husband, Corey, threw out his back. It's bad. He's bad. He's been on the ground. He can't move. He's not doing well. And so, of course, going through all this, he's like, well, I need to do this more. You know, I'm a huge fan of chiropractic. You need to go to the chiropractor not when you're in pain. You need to go to the chiropractor when you're fine and make sure you don't go out of alignment. He has what I had. Remember I told you guys I got up one morning and I had been exercising a lot with a higher incline on my treadmill. And I thought I had a little bit of some pinching in the back of my butt, a little bit of, you know, near my SI joint. Well, I go to the bathroom one morning, I'm fine. As I get up to pull my pants back up, boom, my SI joint just shifts. And I can't walk, and I'm just standing there. Got my pants back on, and I could not walk. Stabbing pain. And if I had gone to a chiropractor or an osteopathic physician and, you know, had my manipulation and made sure I stayed in alignment, it wouldn't have had that much of a subluxation, which is near a dislocation, but it's not as severe. So you got to start thinking about things when times are good. So MaxRealEstateExposure.com talks about things that will lower your home's value. So proximity to power lines, that's a biggie, okay? And again, this is on a lot of people's minds here in Nevada now that the House has approved the nuclear dump site to move forward. But proximity to a nuclear dump, proximity to power lines, that could have some issues. Now, the health effects are inconclusive. We don't have a lot of data on what happens if you live near a nuclear dump. As long as nobody attacks it and there's no leak, you're fine. Same thing with power lines. You know, some people think, oh, yeah, they could cause cancer, they could cause autism, they could cause whatever. Other people, other studies, they haven't shown much. But it's all anecdotal. If somebody thinks, that's all opinion. If somebody thinks subjectively, there's a problem that could hurt. If you live near a gun range, we did not buy a house because we could hear the gun range. Now, I love going to gun ranges. I go to gun ranges all the time. I just don't want to live near one. Those of us who are very aware of shooting ranges, we know that we're not going to get a stray bullet coming to our house. The problem is when you buy a house, you have to expect there's going to be somebody who is not savvy to what happens at gun ranges. So you can't be an educated person buying that house. You have to, in your mind, be uneducated in your thinking and go, is somebody who doesn't know their stuff going to fear this? Okay? Proximity to train tracks. A lot of us don't want to live near the, you know, hearing that sound. A proximity to a highway. Personally, I do live near a highway. I love it because I could jump on the highway, go to work, get off the highway, come home. So I like it. For other people, they don't. Registered sex offenders. You need to look up your neighborhood. And if you have a lot of registered sex offenders, that's a problem. One study showed the presence of a sex offender in a neighborhood could lower prices by up to 12%. Now, laws do vary state to state on disclosing registered sex offenders. Right? But, if you notice that, maybe we are starting, you know, if you start to notice a couple kind of move into your neighborhood and you think you may not have as easy a chance to sell in the house, live now. If you have hoarders next door where they just have all sorts of crap all over the place and you don't live in a place where you have homeowners association, that could be a problem. Your neighbors could make you look worse. One thing that's very interesting is they talk about unusual upgrades where, let's say, you install a pool. That pool may make your home less desirable. Everybody thinks, oh, my gosh, no, you need a pool. I'm living in Nevada. You do. If you have a pool in your house, sometimes that's just a given. However, if you live in a climate where, no, you don't necessarily have to have a pool, and it looks like a lot of upkeep plus a lot of money, people may not want that house because it has a pool. Same thing with luxurious landscaping. If you have tons of landscaping and they're like, oh, no, this is going to take me forever, people may not like that. Some people may. Some people may want a house that's more green. Others may say, no, that's too much work. If there's excessive noise pollution, you live near a factory or an industrial area or a highway, the louder the noise, the worse it is. You also got to be careful with your color and your interior design. If you really like purple, if you really like hot pink, I wouldn't do it. All right? You know, you may not want a room, even though anybody could repaint a room. I would go with more neutral colors and allow them to use their imagination. You know, sometimes you could sell a house better by it being vacated, everything off the walls, you know, so then somebody else could see the space. Check the school districts. If you live near a crappy school district, that's a problem. Billboards near the home, fracking, noisy neighbors. My neighbors can't stand me because I'm noisy. If there were numerous foreclosures. So what would help? All right. Go compare home insurance. Ask 2,000 people what their top property must-haves would be and their priorities. And this is what they came up with. They said, okay, let me actually just go straight to the list because I'd like just list. One is obviously central heating. Okay, some people may not have that. Double glazing, I think, has to do with the windows. Secure doors and windows. A garden. A really good, reliable broadband connection. Sufficiently strong to stream TVs and film. My broadband connection is good, but it's not awesome where I live. You have to have plenty of electrical sockets. Now, that cost money to put into a new house. It did, the electrical sockets. But make sure you have plenty. Local shops and amenities, having a driveway or a dedicated parking space. A good phone signal. That made the top 10. Somebody wants to buy your house. They're worried about their phone. A good energy efficiency rating, again, with your windows. Having at least two bathrooms. The last thing somebody wants is one bathroom that doesn't work. Having a second bathroom, even if it's 1.5 baths, that's fine. Friendly neighbors, a bathtub. I always lived in apartments that only had a shower, so I didn't really take a lot of baths, but some people really like bathtubs. A living room that has a room for a flat-screen TV, garage, dining room, landline telephone, which for us, we don't do a lot. And then also air conditioning. That's big. So if you guys are thinking about selling your home, you know, have a realtor. I like to use Dale Snyder's group here in Las Vegas, Nevada. But have you know, somebody kind of come in, take a look, see what needs to be done. Sometimes certain decoration and decor could cover up something and enhance something else, like big arrows around the light sockets. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. 17 people now confirmed dead from an Ebola outbreak. We were just talking about this yesterday, and they had a couple cases confirmed and 10 suspected. Now we're being told from timeslive.co.za, that 17 people have died in an area of northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo where health officials have now confirmed an outbreak of Ebola. This is, excuse me, it is the ninth time Ebola has been recorded in the Central African nation, whose eastern Ebola River gave the dead virus its name when it was discovered back in the 70s, as we talked about. Then there was a movie in the 90s about it. And this comes less than a year after its last outbreak, which had killed 8 people. Before that, thousands. They say our country is facing another epidemic of the Ebola virus, which constitutes an international public health emergency. So now they're officially calling it an epidemic. With 17 people dead, you wonder how many others have been exposed. They say we still dispose of the well-trained human resources that were able to rapidly control dispose, not throw out, meaning, yeah, all right. So, they believe Ebola spread over long distances by bats, which can host the virus without dying. Then it infects other animals it shares trees with, like monkeys. And then it could spread to humans via infected bushmeat. Now, they say before the outbreak was confirmed, local health officials reported 21 patients showing signs of the hemorrhagic fever around the village of Ikoko Impenji, near the town of Bikoro. 17 of those later died. So medical teams supported by World Health Organization and medical charity Medicines Sans Frontieres were dispatched to the zone Saturday, took a bunch of samples. 2 of those samples did test positive for the Zaire strain of the Ebola virus. And so this flare-up is not looking good. As you know, it killed 11,300 people years ago, infected close to 30,000 as it rolled through Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So I believe that they will be able to contain this. But already having 17 people die, and again, this virus smolders throughout, you know, history. It was discovered in the 70s. And there's been multiple little baby outbreaks. But we just don't want something to get to the epidemic proportions that it did. And, I mean, you know, don't say, well, you know, in modern days, you know, we could do a better job. Actually, you saw a couple years ago, no, we didn't. We didn't even have medication ready. And when we did, in America, we were out. Pharmaceutical company made ZMapp. We found out that ZMapp could help save people with Ebola. We have Thomas Duncan, who comes from West Africa, is in Dallas, walks into an ER, gets diagnosed with some sort of a stomach flu, gets sent home, comes back for treatment, and we are completely out of ZMapp. And that was our first case in America. So, this was one big cluster. I'm not sure if it got, you know, hoarded, if they stockpiled the ZMapp for politicians. I don't know what the heck happened. But all I know is when we needed it, we didn't have it. And then finally, they were able to try to treat him, and he still unfortunately passed away after exposing staff and other people. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. Now, let's move to Zika. Now, Zika had been found before Ebola. Zika, not as deadly, but can be, and very, very damaging, as thousands of babies were born with microcephaly, neurological disorder, years ago. So, what we started to do in America was screen blood donations. Now, many people go, you know what, Dr. Wax, honestly, Dr. Dahlia, Zika's not as big a deal anymore. We're not looking at any more epidemics with that. It's actually, Laos, we're finding out, is on alert for a possible Zika virus outbreak. They say at present, it hasn't been officially reported, but they are concerned because they have dengue fever, they have a variety of other sort of vector-related diseases, chikungunya, dengue, yellow fever, and that vector is present in Laos, and so they are worried about Zika. Europe is also concerned and bracing themselves. Apparently, the express.co.uk says the Zika virus could well spread into southern Europe, and experts are warning that they need to be prepared as that could pose a huge, massive challenge. And a baby not born with its full neurological capabilities will be disabled for life if it's allowed to live past its first few days, months, years of infancy. Zika virus is very, very bad for anybody who is going to have a child. And Zika virus in and of itself could cause neurological damage, like Guillain-Barré syndrome. Most people have no idea they have Zika, but they could still transmit it to somebody who could unfortunately become affected. So, we started screening. According to MedPage Today, investigational screening for Zika virus found 9 confirmed positive cases out of almost 4 million donations, which means we could have saved 9 babies, which is wonderful. The problem is people don't like the price tag of that. They say there were 160 samples that were initially positive, and out of those, 9 confirmed positive cases were identified. Moreover, only 4 of these donations were IgM negative for Zika, meaning the donors had an acute window period infection. The estimated cost of $6 for mini-pool nucleic acid testing, they said, which is similar to other viruses, right, and $10 for individual testing. Anyway, they looked at the number of collections tested or whatever, and they came up with a number of $41 million. And it cost $5.3 million to identify the 8 Zika infections. They project annual cost of screening will be under $37 million. So what does that mean for URI? I don't think they want to do it. I don't think they want to do Zika screening. Now, the Red Cross has been on top of it. The Red Cross started screening for Zika right out the gate. So I liked it. The CDC applauded the move. I thought it was good, especially since we're really concerned about Puerto Rico. Then in late July 2016, the FDA warned blood banks in 2 Florida counties to stop collecting blood because of local Zika transmission. And we talked about this, how already we had blood shortages. The last thing any of these blood banks needed, and again, we're starting to work on National Blood Donation Week, so anybody who wants to host a blood drive, please reach out to us at drdahlia.com. But now, when blood banks have to stop collecting blood from people in certain geographical areas, that now stresses the rest of the country. So, the Red Cross continued to screen, and good for them. And many of us wanted to make sure that we weren't getting blood that could possibly have Zika. And again, even if you aren't planning on getting pregnant, you can unfortunately get Guillain-Barré or other neurological issues from Zika if you are one of the unlucky few. So, now that they're looking at the price tag, I'm not sure what's going to happen. And we are coming to a more warmer time of year. So even though Zika is still being screened, I'm not sure if they're going to consider cutting that back. Let's get to some more news. Third-hand smoke. We've talked about third-hand smoke. And third-hand smoke could cause cancer. And third-hand smoke is where you smoke in a room, and the particulates are still on the furniture, on the drapes. Well, what was newsworthy today is they found out that this third-hand smoke will be present decades later. Cigarette smoke chemicals will contaminate indoor spaces where no one has lit up in decades by traveling through the air, according to a new study that sheds light on how pervasive these harmful substances might be. So third-hand smoke can linger on clothing, indoor surfaces, a building's ventilation system. That's according to Drexel University. Even neonatal intensive care incubators. So secondhand smoke is where you're next to somebody and they smoke next to you and you breathe it in. First-hand smoke is you being the smoker. So third-hand smoke is where the smoke is sitting on the clothes or sitting on drapes. So you're a non-smoker. You don't live near a smoker. You walk into a house or you work in an environment. If somebody smoked there years ago, which was kind of a more common thing, you could smoke at the workplace. Now, you're exposed. Third-hand smoke is much more difficult to avoid. It's going to cost a lot of money to figure out if ventilation systems and walls and carpentry and upholstery has it. Not fun. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.